Welcome to Bayou Garden on WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. It's a pity what generally happens to the leaves that fall from deciduous trees this time of the year. Most people rake them up, put them in bags, and place the bags on the curb to be picked up with the trash. What a shame. There's no need to throw away this valuable resource. You can recycle these leaves back into the landscape as mulch or through the process of composting. Returning these organic materials to the garden maintains a natural biological cycle, and it's an ecologically sensible means of recycling organic waste. It also saves your community money spent on collecting and disposing of waste, and it reduces the amount of waste going into your landfills. It's easy to use leaves for mulch. You could just rake them up and put them to beds around trees, shrubs, flowers, or vegetables. The layer of leaves should be about 2 to 3 inches thick to help control weeds and conserve moisture. If you pick the leaves up using a mower with a bag attached, the chopped leaves are particularly nice to mulch with. Think of the money this will save not having to purchase mulch. If you prefer the appearance of a purchased mulch, well, put down a layer of leaves first, and then add just enough of the purchased mulch on top of those leaves to cover it up and give you the look you want. Compost is used primarily in bed preparation to improve the soil. Producing it yourself saves the cost of purchasing compost, peat moss, or other organic matter for bed preparation. Compost piles should be located in a convenient but out-of-the-way location. A source of water nearby is helpful because you'll occasionally need to water the compost pile. Make the pile about 3 by 3 by 3 feet to about 5 by 5 by 5 feet in size. You can compost just by stacking the leaves in a pile, but most gardeners prefer to enclose the pile in a bin. Although there are a number of commercial bins on the market, you can make your own very easily. A 15-foot-long piece of hardware cloth, chicken wire, or fencing material bent into a circle and fastened with a few pieces of wire is inexpensive, easy to build, and it works quite well. You can create compost simply by piling up leaves in the bin and allowing natural decomposition to take place. There's nothing really complicated about it, although using this technique does take a little bit longer. Be sure to keep the organic matter moist. Depending on circumstances, it may take about 6 to 12 months for the organic matter to be fully composted. Typically, composting uses various techniques to speed up the natural breakdown of yard waste. Raw organic material is converted into compost by the action of fungi and bacteria. In active composting, things are done to make these organisms work faster and more efficiently. These fungi and bacteria require oxygen, nitrogen, and moisture to decompose the organic matter rapidly. The composting process attempts to provide these requirements, and the better job you do, the faster the process will occur. Shredding or finely chopping materials to compost also greatly increases the decomposition process. Adding a commercial fertilizer or an organic fertilizer that contains some nitrogen will encourage rapid, thorough decomposition, particularly when brown leaves provide the bulk of what's being composted. A light sprinkling is applied over each 8 to 12 inch layer of leaves as the pile is built. Oxygen is provided by enclosing the pile in a material that has open sides that allow it to breathe, or by turning it occasionally. During dry weather, it may be necessary to water the pile, but don't get carried away. If the pile stays too moist and soggy, it may develop foul odors, and you'll need to turn it. As materials compost, they take on a crumbly, dark brown material, and we call this brown gold because it's so helpful in successfully growing plants. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.